If there was one thing Padnal Ovin was good at, Windorvan thought as he entered the now empty office of the Chief of State, it was stubbornly standing his ground. Padnal would likely be holding the Senate captive for the entire day, and perhaps well on into the night. If all went well, though, Dorvan would only need the senators distracted for an hour. He made sure the door was locked, then drew the curtains and turned toward what looked like a plain blank wall. Moore knew about this secret exit than he would have liked, but it was still not common knowledge. He tapped the code, and the outlines of a door materialized, then slid open. He had never had to use this door before, but he had access to the blueprints of the labyrinthine corridors it opened into, and knew exactly where he was going. It was dimly lit and dusty. Dorvan made a mental note to tell whoever eventually became Chief of State he would be content with whomever the Senate chose. He had grown to respect Padnal, and like everyone else, thought Roki Kim was an amazing being who would do just fine. That these corridors needed to be cleaned, and all the doors checked to make sure they were still properly functional. A secret escape pathway would do no one any good if they couldn't actually get out. Dorvan moved swiftly, not quite running but not quite walking, down flights of stairs and through long corridors that had not been used in years, if ever. Mentally, he ticked off each turn and exit until finally his path took him upward. He reached the door he wanted. It was unmarked save for a number, another safety redundancy. Those who knew the numbering system knew which door led where. Intruders would be at a disadvantage. Dorvan took a deep breath and slid open the door. He found himself staring at three huge blasters.
"Gentlemen, please put those away," Dorvan said. "If you kill me, you'll never find your way around."
"Like I'm ever trigger happy,"
said Han Solo. Lando Calrissian rolled his eyes.
"Men's got a point," said Zek. "I had no idea there was a secret entrance in the temple garden that led to the Chief of State's office."
"Now that you do, Jedi Zek, I encourage you to forget about it as soon as possible. Let's go, gentlemen. The princess is waiting."
They followed at once, bristling with enough weapons to equip a small army.
"Let's go over the plan one more time," Dorvan said.
"We went over it 6 times already," said Lando.
"Redundancy is never a bad thing," said Dorvan. "Tell me what the plan is."
Lando frowned and growled a little, but complied.
"We follow you till we get to the prison section. No one knows about the entrance. You can't even see it from the other side. A patrol of 3 guards come passing every 17 minutes. It's a blind corner with no vid cams. We listen for their approach, pop out, knock them on the heads, and take their uniforms and key codes."
"Excellent," Dorvan said. "Now, Captain Solo, what's next?"
Han shot him a blistering glare.
"Dorvan, anyone ever tell you you are incredibly annoying?"
"Frequently, sir. But that doesn't change the fact that I need to make sure everyone knows the—"
"Okay, okay. If it'll shut you up.
We're here," Zek said.
Han looked relieved. Sure enough, they were at door 41A. Han motioned for silence, glanced at his chrono, and placed his ear to the door. They stood for a long moment, waiting. Finally, Han nodded and held up his fingers, counting down. 3, 2, 1. Dorvan punched the button, and the door slid open. The poor guards didn't stand a chance. They whirled, drawing their blaster pistols, as 3 large men materialized seemingly out of nowhere and took them down with the experience of long years of practice.
"Well done, gentlemen," said Dorvan, gazing down at the 3 unconscious bodies. "But we seem to have a problem."
Before them lay a male human, a male Fallen, and a female Chadrafan.
"Stang,"
said Han.
"Time for Plan B," said Dorvan.